kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin, versatile singer, actor, director sa larangan ng theater at syempre pagkanta, Marcus Rivera. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Marcus.
Magandang umaga sa iyo, Annalyn, at magandang umaga po sa ating mga tagapakinig ng SBS Radio. Magandang umaga po, at Annalyn, kumusta ka na?
Yes, ikaw ang kumusta? Alam ko ang buwan ng Hunyo o June ay abala para sa Filipino community dahil tuwing buwan ng June, ginagawa ang tuloy po kayo. Dapat ito ay nasa ikatlong taon na, no?
Tuloy po kayo, oo nga pala. It's the Philippine Independence Day Celebration Month, which usually starts the first week of June. And we usually kick that off with Tuloy Po Kayo, which is TPK. And it's highlighting a whole lot of, Filipino cultures, Filipino artists, designers, directors, anything to do with Filipino, and anything to do with sa kultura nating Pilipino, pinagahano natin. We celebrate it.
Prior to the pandemic, Marcus, you and Michelle very active kayo para sa Tuloy Po Kayo, no? Were you planning to hold a third Tuloy Po Kayo sana this year?
We were actually in planning ano pa kasi ang planning namin simula noon as soon as we finish in June, rest muna for a couple of months and then back at it again in September, October. So that's usually the start of our preparation. But with a lot of designers and artists, we basically engage them 12 months before the actual event. So,
But unfortunately, sabi nga dahil sa health crisis na kinakaharap natin, hindi lamang dito sa Australia kundi sa buong mundo, postponed yan at hopefully mas maging maayos next year. Sabi nga, dalawang taon ang paghahanda.
Oo nga, dalawang taon. So hopefully by next year, which is the 123rd Philippine Independence Day, baka tuloy na yan. Kasi we were gonna be in our, this is gonna be our third year with another celebrated designer. Hindi ko nga alam kung pwede kong sabihin ang pangalan, pero he's one of the top designers that made some big waves in the Big Apple in New York. So he was designing for a whole lot of celebrities, actors, politicians.
Siguro pag ready na tayo para sa TPK for 2021.
For 2021. No, we'll do that.
Ang haba, di ba?
Oo nga, dapat this month of June marami tayong pinagse-celebrate because it's usually, alam mo naman ang mga Pilipino, our social calendar is very busy. At mas busy pa during June. There's something happening every weekend.
At bukod dyan, alam ko, ikaw personally, abala ka din bago pa mangyari itong pandemic dahil nagsimula ka sa pagtuturo sa ilang mga estudyante. Ano, Marcus?
Yes, so while I'm not on stage or I'm not involved in TPK or any fundraising sa community natin here in Sydney, in Australia, I actually teach and I have a few places that I teach at. One of them is at DY in the city, at AIM. But during the pandemic, a lot of my students kind of stayed away. So we moved everything online. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, nasa online ako, doing Zoom lessons or Messenger lessons in singing. So continue pa rin ang trabaho natin dito sa Sydney because, you know, there's nothing else we can do but be creative. But, you know, during the pandemic, it's given us the time to reflect, spend time with the family, start the projects that we've been trying to. Ako, I started doing gardening again and apart from teaching, so.
Pero para sa'yo, Marcus, were there challenges? Because I know yung physical or face-to-face music or voice lessons, may challenges yan for sure. Pero para sa'yo, ano yung naging challenge ng online lessons or classes?
Alam mo, we're in the time of uncertainty at time na lahat puro bago, bagong operations natin, bagong ating sistema. So there were some teething problems with Zoom lessons, online lesson. Kasi I mean, the technology has, it's not the best yet. Yeah. Hindi pa rin kumpara sa ano, no? Sa one-on-one face-to-face lessons where everything is immediate. Although it is immediate, there's still, you know, certain difficulties.
Mga glitches pa rin.
Oh. When it comes to lag, puro delay ng mga ano, ang mga sound and everything else. But you know what? I think it's only a matter of time before they upgrade that or another company comes up with another streaming platform or meeting platform. Kasi technology changes every, as we speak, it changes. So, it's the new norm. Unfortunately, it's gonna be part of our life until a vaccine is found. This is gonna be our new norm. Everything's gonna be mostly online. At natutuwa ako dahil ang collaborations ng mga artista natin, ng mga Filipino, Filipino Australian artists. Even sa mga artista or artists around the world, because as you know, during the pandemic, ang dalawang industry that kind of closed down is the entertainment industry, and also the hospitality industry, because it relies on people gathering. Kaya during the lockdown, nawala yun yung both industry in 24 hours. It just disappeared. But the good thing is everything kind of morphed or went underground, ika nga sabi nila, no? Everything went online, so it's nakakatuwa naman, you know, to see a lot of artists collaboration online, singing with each other, collaborating with each other, even though meron tayong social distancing in place.
Sabi nga, it opened more doors kasi kung dati, kumbaga sa'yo, sa theater, ang limit nun is you have to be there, actually be at the theater to do your performances. Pero doing the collaboration online, kahit nasa Pinas ka o nasa Amerika ang kausap mo o kahit saan pa yan, open, di ba?
I know, yes. And you can do collaborations across, you know, across the seas. If you're here in Sydney and someone else is in Manila, I mean, a lot of artists like Leia Salonga, she's singing online with a whole lot of Broadway artists who are also in lockdown. So, you know, it gave people time to, I guess, reconnect in a way that is totally different. It is amazing how our world changed in a few months.
Dahil sa nahinto yung mga dapat na events at performances na meron tayo para sa Filipino-Australian community, nabanggit mo, Marcus, yung collaboration. Ano yung mga collaboration na ginawa mo or you have taken part for the past 3 months ng lockdown or restrictions?
One of the, I mean, my background is musical theater, and a whole lot of my colleagues decided to, put together excerpts of shows. The last one they did was Hairspray. It was a collaboration with musical theater artists online, and a whole lot of musicians as well. And this particular one is being spearheaded by Su Cho, one of my friends, accompanist who is wonderful with mixing as well as editing videos. And the next one would be on Wicked, so it should come out shortly. But prior to this one, we actually recorded one of the projects was a fundraising project for the bushfire.
Oh yeah, that involves some of the Filipino-Australian singers and artists.
Yes, absolutely. Like Miguel Castro, Nathaniel, and a whole lot of wonderful, talented Catherine artists. And the musical director for that one is Oliver Gadista, the ever, you know, indefatigable. I can't even say it. Walang kapagurang Oliver Gadista. Tagalugin na lang natin.
So anong kinanta mo para dun sa special production na yon, Marcus?
The song that I sang was 1100 Degrees. And it talks about the challenges of our frontliners last year during the bushfire. Kasi ang frontliners natin dito, puro mga medical professionals. Last year, it was the fireys.
The fireys.
And it talks about their challenges going into, ika nga, into a battle of putting out fires all across Australia. Oh. And, you know, not knowing if they're coming back to their families dahil it was a huge tragedy and we lost a lot of wonderful fireys that fought the fires. Even volunteers from overseas, Canada and the US.
Yes. At alam naman natin na, kumbaga, yung fire na yon ay hindi naman natapos lang din dun sa actual na put out na yung mga sunog or yung mga fire. Pero hanggang ngayon, the communities that were affected by the bushfire, they continue to struggle and na makarecover at makabalik
sa buhay
nila.
At nakakalungkot dahil may ilang buhay na nawala during those bushfires, ano?
Exactly, all those communities that lost their house, lost their livelihood, nawala ang kanilang ancestral homes, tapos dumating ang pandemya. The good thing is we finished the recording in February, March. So before the lockdown happened, everything was done and recorded. So now is a collaboration. Hopefully it, you know, because the lifting of this, the restriction is changing again, because we don't know what will happen in the next couple of months. But we're thinking of actually putting that online as well. So there's gonna be a collaboration with the other artists, probably doing a live performance or live streaming performance as well.
SBS Filipino, ibahagi niyo mga kwento sa Facebook. Like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.